In the beginning of the 1700s, Sweden is again at war. Our marine defense is weak, and the shipping industry is weakened during long periods of time. In 1710, several merchants were asked if they would be interested in privateering. 7 years later, King Carl XII authorized a privateering regiment under Lars Guthenjum's command. The hijacking becomes increasingly bothersome for Sweden's opponent, and the Danish King Frederick IV therefore tasked Commander Peter Tordenskjold with orchestrating an attack on Gothenburg, which has also become the hub for Swedish privateers. The new naval base at Nyavarvet is also ordered destroyed. The 2nd of May, 1717, Tordenskjold's squadrons are gathered at Vinga, and as the day turns to night, he starts his advances on Gothenburg using smaller battleships. Under the lead commander Gustav Gadde, the cannons at Nya Elfsborg are fired, and guards stationed by the shore attack the Danish. Additionally, Sweden is defending with four anchored frigates, carrying 40 cannons from across the river, close to Nyavarvet. The attack carries on throughout the night, until 8 a.m. in the morning after. Tordenskjold is licking his wounds and rethinks his strategy. He now attempts to block the river towards Gothenburg City. However, only 2 weeks later, he is defeated and sails towards Norway. Commander Gustav Gadde was successful in defending Nya Elfsborg and is therefore celebrated as one of King Carl XII's bravest officers.